This is Randy Rusnak speaking. Today I'm bringing you a short review of Heytel, a social application not only for the iPhone, you can use it on Android as well. This app will allow you to speak to one another through your devices, such as your iProducts or your Android phones. This demonstration is not to show you all of what's involved with running Heytel, just that it can be run using VoiceOver, the screen reader built into the iProducts. We'll just focus on Heytel.
Tweet list. Tweet. Heytel. Double tap to open.
And we'll open up Heytel.
Heytel. Recent conversations. Heading.
And there's a hold and speak button, which we'll use. It's on the right-hand side of the screen.
Hold and speak button.
Now with VoiceOver, you have to double tap. Once the icon is selected, you do a double tap, and then you hold that button down anywhere on the screen because it's highlighted. Hopefully we can get somebody to talk back to us. It just so happens I have a friend of mine standing by. Parker, we're doing a demonstration on Heytel. Come on in.
Message sent.
You heard the message was sent.
Okay, Randy, I'm coming right on in. It came through great.
Hold and speak button.
Okay, great. Thanks for coming back to me. So what do you think of Heytel using VoiceOver?
Done. Message sent.
Randy, I've actually found it really easy to use. I've been really happy with it, and it sure is handy to be able to get a hold of people just on short notice when you just want to send them a brief message.
Yes, I actually find it better to use than texting myself because I would much rather talk than to send a text message. But that's just me.
Done. Message sent.
No, it's not just you. I much prefer using Heytel to texting. I can send a Heytel message in a fraction of the time it takes me to do the texting.
This is true, and as you can tell, everybody, that it has really a good quality speech. All right, thank you, Parker, for coming to my aid and helping with a little demonstration of Heytel.
Done. Message sent.
Glad to help out, Randy, anytime.
This concludes the demonstration. I should mention that Heytel is not a real-time application. By that, I mean the message has to be sent to a server and then sent back out again.